Spotify changes the rules. From Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, the latest from podnews.net with Advertisecast. Spotify has changed the eligibility for the company's ambassador ads that can be used to earn money from podcasts. From October the 1st, creators must have 1,000 unique Spotify listeners within the past 60 days to qualify. The old limit was just 100. And we will limit the types of content eligible for this program, the company has said. The company is also to introduce a new revenue share model for creators using automated ads. We've no more detail as yet on that. They're being expanded outside the US. Remote recording tool Zencastr has launched an iOS app for paid customers. The company's also launched Zen AI, an AI-driven clips creator for social platforms, for $299 a month. Another former Cast Media creator has spoken out against the company. Hawk vs. Wolf's Jason Ellis posted this on Instagram.
I found out recently that Cast had decided to not pay us the money that they owe us from working.
Last night, PodNews spoke with Cast Media's Colin Thompson, who told us that he has no confirmed future role at Live One, who are acquiring many Cast Media shows, and that his aim with the deal was to help creators as much as possible, given the circumstances. Spotify for Podcasters reversed a three-month decline in August. The platform was responsible for 20.5% of all new episodes published last month. That's up from 20.1% the month before. Also, the share of downloads from Apple Podcasts for shows hosted by Buzzsprout has increased nicely. And Podtrac is showing a highest share for the company ever in terms of episodes measured by the company. Spotify has announced a new masterclass about building a loyal fan base. It's on Wednesday at 12 o'clock Eastern, and it's expected to focus on Spotify's interactivity tools. And PodShorty, a tool to turn any YouTube video into an AI-summarized podcast, which we mentioned last month, has closed and refunded its users. In People News, Lawton Skepstead has been hired as head of commercial for PodX. She had been director of books and podcasts at Sesame, a digital monetization company founded by the founders of Acast. And Sue McNamara, the chief revenue officer of Podcast One, and Eli Dvorkin, Podcast One's chief content officer, have both secured multiple year contracts with the company. The company debuts later this week on NASDAQ. Time for some tech stuff, and the Podcast Index has released the Podcasting 2.0 Music Top 100, a list of songs played in podcasts and their earnings. The top track by Corey Keller earned $171 during the measured period. And Taddy's podcast API has enhanced its search functions, allowing searching by phrase and date. Our most frequent search queries were for names, the company says. And in podcast news, Strike Force 5 became the number one podcast on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts in the US after its launch last week. A new episode was published on Sunday. Eat, Sleep, Work, Repeat is back with a new presenter lineup this week. Bruce Daisley is joined by Ellen C. Scott and Matthew Cook. The show is one of the longest running and most listened to business podcasts in the UK. Digital Folklore, a blend of audio fiction style narrative and real world expert interviews, returns for a new season today. Fixable has also returned for a new season from the TED Audio Collective. The podcast addresses the most pressing workplace issues today, including how often a remote workforce should come into the office. And Your Answer Matters is a brand new podcast from Listener, working with the Australian Electoral Commission. It's a podcast to help people understand the upcoming referendum in Australia. Voting's compulsory, and you'll be asked if the constitution should be altered to recognise the First Peoples of Australia. We hope you'll vote yes. This podcast is sponsored by Advertisecast. Advertisecast connects thousands of podcasts with thousands of advertisers and has been matching podcasts with brands since 2016. Find your fit. Join Advertisecast, the premier podcasting network, at advertisecast.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.